What was the sticky situation? How did you get out of it, or did you? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
All right, so there's a couple parts to this story. This goes back to 1988. I remember because I went to rehab after this.
Okay.
But I'm 20 years old. I'm up at college. School just started, so it's the first couple days before school. We went up a little early just to get ready and settled. Before I left, I was staying at my parents' house because I'm 20 still. And I was doing a lot of cocaine back then. And so I cleaned up my bedroom because they never went in there. And as I cleaned it up, I put all these empty pieces of paper in my pockets and just kind of forgot about them. So I'm up at college, and I learned at a young age how to make money. So I took my parents' tuition. When they gave me a check, and I cashed it instead of paying it. I had like a week to pay off school. So I bought an ounce of coke and would make some quick cash with it. Well, this first night, and again, I ended up getting a felony from this, so it's all in the past. But the first night I'm there, me and my girlfriend, I'd been up. It's like 3 in the morning. I go over to her place. We get in a fight. Her roommate says, I'm going to call the campus police if you don't leave. I'm like, go ahead. I don't care. Just a silly 20-year-old. And sure enough, the campus police show up, and I'm like, okay, no big deal. And they ask for my ID. It's like, well, my ID's in my jacket right there. So they go to get my ID out of my jacket, and sure enough, they grab all these pieces of paper, and I'm like, oh, no. I forgot those were in my pocket. So
it's behind the cocaine, guys.
What's that?
Out of the store. No, behind the cocaine. Keep looking.
Yeah, right. Well, no, here's what happened, though. So there was a whole bunch of empty seals that I had licked, but there was a big, huge one, because at that point I was selling, that I didn't lick. And so when they brought me out to, you know, they weren't arresting me yet, but they had suspicion, and they brought me out, and then they opened up this one big one, and I can see dust in the air as they open in front of the lights. It's, you know, late at night. And I'm like, oh, no. So I actually have a gram on me weighed up in a little film container. And they take me to campus police station. And at this point, I think I'm getting away with it. It's like, no big deal. And then they go, well, we checked the residue on that one, and it tested positive for cocaine. So we're going to have to take you to county jail, and you're going to be arrested for possession of cocaine. And I'm like, oh, no. So, again, I'm a 20-year-old kid. I have this still in me because they hadn't searched me. And I end up stashing the little film container in the campus police station. And then I get taken off to jail, and I get felony possession, 1/1,000,000th of a gram. Because that's back when 88... Reagan was doing all that stuff. Anybody with cocaine was in a lot of trouble.
Yep.
Like the stuff that goes on now is like, oh my gosh. But yeah, so I became a felon, and I had still had the ounce back in my room. And I tell my girlfriend, hey, could you go grab that and hide it somewhere? Cause I'm afraid they're going to go back to my room. And she goes and does it. And then the next time I talked to her, she goes, oh, I flushed all that. I was like, oh my God, that was $2,000 of my tuition money. What are you talking about?
Do you think she flushed it or snorted it?
No, she was trying to be the good girlfriend, and I had a problem and blah, blah, blah. So,
did you go to rehab voluntarily, or did you go to rehab court-ordered?
Well, because I got kicked out of school because of it, because I'm 20 and I still want to go to school and all that, and the lawyer says you need to go to rehab. You won't get, you know, you won't have a sentence. So I spent that weekend in jail, but then that was the only time I got. So because I went through rehab, Milam did 30 days. And when I got out, I went to court, and they gave me 120 hours of community service.
Okay. So what did you end up finishing school?
No, I spent my parents' money for till the fifth year, and then I just ended up dropping out, yeah.
All right.
And we took it to work for them and stuff. And no, I still figured my stuff out. It didn't take till I was 28, I finally figured it out. But like, there's so much pressure in the younger generation. I think that more people should not feel like they have to go to college, get a trade or something. I ended up getting my CDL, and I've been great ever since.
So. I would tell anyone who's younger, like, look, you're going to put pressure on yourself because that's what you believe. Your life experience is what you've got. You don't know anything else. Almost everyone older than you looking back says, take your time. I mean, he's like, dude, I figured it out at 28. I figured it out at 30. It doesn't matter. You will figure it out when you figure it out, or you're not going to figure it out at all. But don't put pressure on yourself. Don't freak out.
Plus, he's not wrong.
And yeah.
Look at a lot of industries, right? They're not hiring, but trades still are.
Oh, yeah. Trades absolutely are. And I always think that with my kids. I'm like, they're thinking about college. I'm like, they might be. I haven't asked, man. You know, we'll get there, but like... Because it used to be, well, if you go to college and major in, like, art history, people, you can almost major in anything now, and it's almost, But as far as what you spend versus what you get back.
He's right about those tests. It happened to me in Victoria. So I've told the story before. I got $100 out of the ATM. Mm-hmm. Get on the Victoria Clipper. Take the boat up there. It's beautiful. 2.5 hours, 3 hours. You're in Victoria. You got to go through customs. And they pull me and my wife apart. Problem is that, did you pack everything? Is everything in your bag yours?
Yeah.
Well, yes. That's not how marriage works. I've got two pairs of her boots, and I've got her toiletries. Now, I don't realize I have her prescription drugs in my bag. I don't know what she's, but I have extra room.
Sure.
You know why? Because I'm a dude.
Because you're a guy. That's right.
Yeah. This does not register. First question, sir, you're already lying to me. You told me everything in the bag was yours. I'm like, I did not mean to lie to you. Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
I'm going to go through your stuff. He takes everything out of my person. So there's like, it looked like a Xerox machine, but it was like a vacuum. Like you could hear the fan.
Oh, yeah.
Like it was like a particle machine. All right. I'm in a separate room. They put all my stuff in there. And then the money that I just gotten out of the ATM is covered in cocaine.
Yeah, almost now, all money is.
For whatever reason, I just took the money out. I put the receipt. I put it in my wallet. I never, ever keep the receipt.
Yeah.
That's not, if there's a receipt option, no. I say no receipt. All right.
Or even if you get it, you look at it, crumple it up, toss
throw it
right
away,
there.
Throw it away.
Yeah.
The money, and he showed me in the thing, it's covered in cocaine. So the machine down there, obviously, had a lot of cocaine in it from people using 20s. But these were almost crisp, brand new dollar bills.
Mm-hmm.
But they're covered in cocaine. And he's like, when's the last time you did cocaine? He's like, you don't have any cocaine on you? And I'm like, I don't. He's like, do you do cocaine? I'm like,
I have done
cocaine in the past. Yes, I have. I'm not gonna. I told you I'm not trying to lie to you. I'm not who you're looking for.
Right.
I'm not a mule. I don't have drugs. Well, these drugs aren't yours. Yes, they're my wife. She's in the other room. Go give them to her. Yeah. Go ask her what they are. I don't know what all these different pills are.
Separated us.
So she would take like a one pill bottle and have like one pill in there for a migraine, one pill in there for. Airplane, like Xanax.
Or, right.
None of this stuff.
Right.
I
need it for the plane.
Well,
right.
I'm not a pill guy.
Yeah.
So I don't know exactly what if you gave me a jar, if you put a Percocet on the counter and something else. I could not tell you one from the other. I would not know.
Xanax, I would only know is it's a bar.
All right. I know a Viagra is a.
It's
is
blue.
It's blue.
It could also be Advil.
I'm not sure what the Cialis one. Maybe that was.
Yellow.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what because I took that one. Either way, what I'm saying is I can't identify these drugs.
Yeah.
She can. So give them to her. Anyway, so the guy goes, have you done cocaine? I'm like, well, yes, in my lifetime. He's like, how long ago? And I'm like, I mean, like a work trip, like a year ago and a half, maybe in Vegas. You know, I think that was the last time. He's like, you did cocaine in Vegas? I'm like, everyone does cocaine in Vegas.
Las Vegas, dummy.
This is the dumbest question I've ever heard in my life. Yes, I just don't have any cocaine on me. That's not my world.
You wish I did.
I'm serious. Like,
do you have any on you, officer? Like,
where can I get some?
I'll give you proof. I'm hungry.
Right.
I want to get lunch. I've been on the boat. Right. Like I'm looking.
If I can eat this entire burger, you know I'm telling you the truth.
Like, I'm serious, man. Like, I don't know what to say. I'm like, he's like, well, do you do any other drugs? I'm like, I'm from Seattle, man. I smoke weed constantly.
Yes.
I'm like, here is my medical card sheet thing that I had because I took that with me anywhere I traveled. Because there was a couple instances where I went out of state, and for a while there, California would take your credentials.
Yeah.
And so would Oregon, depending on where you went, at the medical shops.
Mm-hmm.
So I could get it. So I did not know what Canada's rules were. So I'm like, here.
Yeah.
I smoke weed.
I did not bring it with me, but I will
buy
it.
Going through customs, though, is just nerve-wracking in general.
Yeah. But somehow, I got out of the situation was sticky, but I got out of it because I did not have anything on me.
Because you didn't do anything.
Right.
Inevitably, that wins.
He's
right?
like, I would prefer that you not exchange this cash. And I'm like, so you'd prefer I just spend it then and give it to some dude like in a bar or restaurant.
Can you write me a permission slip to shoplift?
Well, they had the thing right there where you could do an exchange. The store.
Oh, I see.
The thing where I could get Canadian
money. Did you let him know, hey, brother, if you feel that strongly about it, just as a tip, don't let any U.S. citizen spend any U.S. cash up here because all of it is covered in cocaine. They do the study every year. It is covered in, if you got paper bills in your wallet, you got cocaine.
Now it would be fentanyl or whatever else. You know, if you do fentanyl that way. I don't know how you do fentanyl.
I have no idea.
If you snort it and it's on the money, then it's going to be on there too.
But yeah, cocaine, they've been doing this for the last 50 years. Like, can you believe there's traces of cocaine on every bill?
Yes. What was the sticky situation and how did you get out of it? Or did you? 206-803-ROCK.